against a very, very good team, and yet you came back and you may have even stolen a point.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they played a really good game, and I felt like we were, you know, trying to play catch up all game, and you know, I give the team credit though. I mean, we stuck with it, and you know, we did get a point instead of getting none. So I mean, that's a positive at least.
How tough is it losing Jokinen early in the first?
It was tough. I mean, I saw him go back out there, and he only was out there for a couple seconds, so he was in a bit of pain. But hopefully, you know, it's just day to day. I'm not too sure what happened to him, but you know, he's a key member of this team, so we kind of need him.
The game itself was a war. This was a playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell, you know, a couple minutes into the first period that it was going to be a tough game. I mean, both teams were hitting, and, you know, it was a fast game. It was very emotional. You could tell that down on the ice level.
Claude pulled the Pavlik there for the power play that you scored on and tied it up. Gutsy call, or just it's time to win?
I was honestly a little surprised we pulled him, you know, with 2 minutes left. I thought it was a bit early, but, I mean, we scored right away, so it worked out fine. I mean, you know, we were playing to get the 2 points. We were playing desperate, and, you know, it was a desperate move, and it worked out. Well, I haven't really – I don't really know the scores or what happened else tonight, so I don't know. I mean, obviously, it would have been nice to get 2 points straight up and win the game in regulation, but, I mean, it's one's better than none, I guess.
What it meant to get the goal late, you know, you guys have given up leads, now you're able to pull your goal and get a big point.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like I said, it was nice to come back. I mean, even though we were playing from behind most of the game, we never gave up, and, you know, we kept in the game. Every time they got up a couple goals, we get back in it. So, I mean, you know, it was a game that they could have won and, you know, stole 2 points, but, you know, we managed to get one. Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't really see the hit. I didn't even see the replay, so I can't really comment on that. But, you know, he's a tough guy, and, you know, he, you know, is sticking up for himself right next shift, so I'm sure he's going to be fine.
It's not as if you guys didn't know that, but obviously you have to go on the road and you got to win those two games to make that last game mean something.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're in a tough position, but we've been in a tough position, you know, for a long time now, and, you know, we've been playing all right, so you know, they're teams that we feel like we have a chance to get some wins against. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to be playing for pride, but, you know, we're going to be playing for our lives.
Is momentum gone, Brian, or is it maintained because of the way you came back today several times?
I think it's maintained. I mean, we know it's not like we're eliminated or anything. We all know, you know, these games are going to be huge and, you know, we might need some teams to lose. But, I mean, I think everyone's still positive. I mean, like I keep saying, I mean, we could have got 0 points tonight, but we got one. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it feels like we lost, but, you know, I think we're going to be pretty good on the road.
It's almost surprising you guys get 11 out of 12 points on the home and still chasing the teams ahead of you, huh?
Yeah, I think it kind of shows how good the other teams are playing. I mean, teams like Washington and the Islanders, I mean, they're playing really good. And, you know, that's what we kept winning. And every time we checked the scores at night, other teams kept winning. And, you know, that's how it is, I guess. I mean, someone's always going to be hot and winning games, and unfortunately, it's the teams we're chasing.